This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and joining me with a lot of things going on in the NBA, we had a major trade, we've had a schedule release, so joining me to talk about it, senior analyst with NBA.com and NBA TV, Sekou Smith. Sekou, thanks so much.
Hey, Vince, appreciate it. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. And so, this is a fun week because we finally got, like, the NBA has moments that give you so much juice, right? And, like, one of those fun, juicy moments is you get Russell Westbrook traded for John Wall, and I would just love to know what you think of that trade.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard it called a swap of great point guards and all these other things, kind of like it's some even trade. And I think that's kind of disrespectful to Russell Westbrook. As good as John Wall's been, I mean, a five-time All-Star, when he's healthy, he's been one of the best point guards in the league. But Russ has been a nine-time All-NBA player. And for whatever knocks people have on his game, his shooting, his decision-making, he's not supposed to be, you know, loved by teammates. I think that's all kind of a misperception. This guy has been loyal to a fault, if you think about his time in Oklahoma City, and he's still playing at a ridiculously high level. He's going to be really interesting alongside Bradley Beal. Scottie Brooks is going to have a whole lot of fun with that kind of backcourt in unleashing those two guys on other teams.
Well, given that's the case, for you to be in on Russell Westbrook and Beal like that, just out of curiosity, where do you think they stack up in the East? Do you think it's a playoff team?
You know what? I think so much of that depends on, you know, that parade of youngsters they have on the rest of the roster. I think it, by my count, it's 13 guys with 3 years or less NBA experience on that roster. So they're going to have Rui Hachimura and some other guys do some growing up really quickly. But they should be in the mix for a playoff spot because I think once you get down past five or six, it's wide open for about three or four different teams to move into those spots.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I'm a Sixers guy, so I keep an eye on the East in that way. It's a miserable experience being a Sixers guy. It's fun now, but generally it's been pretty miserable, and I'm with you there. The bottom of the East is open for sure. Now, let's go back to the other side of the trade, right? Because you get John Wall, you send him over to Houston, and one, what do you think you actually get out of John Wall? And two, does this do anything for keeping James Harden in Houston?
I'll answer the second part of that first, and I believe it'll have no impact on keeping James Harden in Houston.
Okay.
If he made up his mind that he wants to go somewhere else, John Wall playing at the most elite level he could play might not factor into it. I don't know what we get from Wall. It's been so long since we've seen him play healthy that I don't know if he's going to come back the same as he was. Is he going to come back reinvented? Does he have some new wrinkles to his game? I don't know. I think they're going to be one of the most intriguing teams to watch in a loaded Western Conference. I don't know that Houston has done enough to keep the pace with the Pack. And if that's the way they're going to be, with a new coach, new front office, and if James is not happy, that's going to be a tough situation for the Rockets to find their way into the top six in the West.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, we're talking with Sekou Smith, who's a senior analyst at NBA.com and NBA TV. So let me ask you a little bit, because one of the things that just happened in the past couple of days here, we've had a release of the schedule, or at least half of it. So can you explain to people who are going, it's only half of the schedule, what is that about? Like, why is it only half of the schedule right now?
Well, I think, first and foremost, given what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic all over the country, the NBA was just being prudent about trying to schedule out as far as they could with the protocols in place. And then, you maybe take a breather in March. Things have changed. Maybe the restrictions have eased up in different places, and it allows you to finish off that second part of the season schedule-wise with some different wrinkles. But as of now, you have to kind of schedule out as far as you can see with protocols in mind. And that's why I think we're only seeing half of the schedule right now.
Which sounds like a smart move, and just for a quick aside, like, I can imagine other leagues do this too, right? Like, for the NBA being such a trendsetter, for all these other leagues, baseball, the NBA, or the NHL, like, you got to look at this and go, you know, maybe this is a pretty good idea. Just do half of the season and play the whole thing out. But here's the other thing is, I'm looking at the schedule, right? And you see all the national games, all the teams that are getting national games. So, like, naturally, the Lakers have a billion of them, but the one team that you see is the Pelicans get 14 games right now that are listed as national games. So I would just love to know, what do you think is going to happen with Zion here and the Pelicans trading Jrue Holiday? Like, what do they look like in year two?
That's a great question. You just don't know what kind of impact Stan Van Gundy is going to have. And I love Stan. I think he's going to be fantastic for their young guys, but it's going to be tough on some of them because they won't have had a coach who drives you the way Stan does. But the national television appearances for the Pelicans, you nailed it. It's all about Zion. I mean, he's a box office draw. He's must see for basketball fans, and the networks love him. So whatever the Pelicans do, it's going to draw eyeballs. And it's not just Zion down there. You know, they obviously have Brandon Ingram and some other guys who are going to be impact players for them. But I really think if Zion comes back healthy, ready to go, and with Stan, you know, devising, you know, an offense that really features him, they're going to be a team to watch in the West. They're going to really be a team that you have to worry about because they've got a bunch of young talent. They're physically imposing, and they'll have a coach with a fresh set of eyeballs trying to figure out ways to make them effective. It's going to be a really, really explosive, lineup potentially. If they play the way we think they can.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be fun, man. I'm really excited to see how they go in year two. But the other thing is, like, you've got year two of Kawhi Leonard out in the West, and now Paul George apparently said something about Doc Rivers on a podcast. Like, I'm not sure exactly what's going on in L.A. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff. So where are the Clippers right now?
You know, I don't know if the Clippers know exactly where they are right now. The good thing is they have Tyronn Lue, you know, man in the ship. And that's what you got to have. You have to have a coach who's going to come in and kind of organize the personalities on that team because you got a lot of strong ones. You know, you have Pat Beverly, Lou Williams, and Montrezl Harrell when you brought Kawhi and Paul George in there. And that was a combustible mix of personalities in itself. I really think they're going to have to look to their head coach. They're going to have to look to T. Lou and his staff for their direction because I'm not sure that Kawhi Leonard or Paul George are going to be the kind of guys who lead that group. There are too many veterans in that bunch for guys to start lining up and deciding they're going to follow either Kawhi or Paul, who are both great players, you know, hands down, all-star, superstar players, but haven't been the types of leaders that the Clippers are asking them to be in this situation. They're also playing with really raised expectations for that organization. And that's another thing that I think takes an adjustment for all involved.
Well, yeah, because you get Steve Ballmer with, like, he's jumping down from the ceiling with a megaphone, and, you know, he's always up to something. So I love his energy, but, yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on that team, and they're clearly feeling it. Now, let me ask you one last question. We're talking with Sekou Smith, senior analyst with NBA.com and NBA TV. Just on a selfish level, with the changes that we've seen over the course of the offseason, waiting a couple of months to get the league going again, is there any team in particular that you're most excited to watch this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, anybody that loves this game is drooling over what could be in Brooklyn. And that's good and bad. I mean, if you like Trainwreck TV, you know, and you're not a fan of Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant, you're hoping to see this thing go up in smoke. But if you're like me and you love to see the best players in the league on the biggest stage, you know, with the brightest lights, you can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to see what KD looks like coming back, what Kyrie looks like playing alongside of him, and what Steve Nash can bring as a head coach, for, you know, his first time on the bench. It's, to me, it's a no-brainer that you watch Brooklyn as often as you can early in the season to get a feel for what they're going to be, because if they're as good as we think they look on paper, we're talking about a team that can contend for a championship, and that's right off the bat.
Yeah, now, out of curiosity, do we see James Harden in Brooklyn at the end of the season?
That is the, $400 million question?
Yeah.
That's the thing that could shift the balance of power in the league. It really is. I don't know. You know, has anybody heard from James yet? But, you know, on the record?
Yeah, he hasn't asked me. He hasn't told me. Yeah. I'll say that.
Exactly. I mean, I've heard from Russell Westbrook. Nobody's heard from James that I know of. So it'll be, until we hear from James or see something change in Houston, I'm going based on what Brooklyn has. And with KD and Kyrie, they should have enough to contend in the Eastern Conference right now. If they add James Harden, they become the odds-on favorite to win the East.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so I appreciate the conversation. Sekou Smith, senior analyst with NBA.com and NBA TV. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.